as we are aware, painfully in many cases, how much the burden of government impacts us through the many forms of taxation. But do we know how much the burden of government costs us through regulation? My guess is probably not in many cases, but my friends at the Balancing Act Project just thankfully put together some of the following numbers for us, and the cost of regulation in America is staggering. Consider this. Regulatory costs amounted to a whopping $3 trillion in 2022 alone. That's a big number, but that amounts to 12% of the total economic output of the United States GDP that year, or an average of $12,800 for every single employee in America. And the problem of this regulatory overreach is growing at an alarming pace. In the first year of the Biden administration alone, there was a $465 billion increase in regulatory costs. This is the cost of what some call the fourth branch of government, the administrative state. The cost of regulation in the lives of all Americans is shocking and cannot continue. And thankfully, a new development might bring all of us some very needed relief in this area. The United States Supreme Court recently issued a historic opinion in what's called Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, overturning the infamous 1984 Chevron USA versus National Defense Council, Inc. decision. The Chevron case created what is known as the Chevron deference doctrine, whereby courts deferred to agencies' interpretation where the law was unclear or ambiguous. The administrative state, with its resulting huge regulatory burdens, was empowered in a massive way through the Chevron deference, and Americans and businesses have paid a price in the decades since. The theory with the Chevron deference was that agencies possess a level of expertise on niche issues that judges might not necessarily possess themselves. What Chevron created, unfortunately, was far worse, as it led to a drastic increase in regulatory power and burdens. As agencies were empowered as the so-called experts to have final interpretation of ambiguous laws, the bureaucrats in the agencies took it upon themselves in many cases to create more rules and regulations under those ambiguous laws. This led to a massive expansion of the federal regulatory structure and the burdens we just talked about, which amount to the trillions of dollars. This led to rules such as the one disputed in the Loper case, which its recent Supreme Court struck down the Chevron deference standard, at least in federal cases. Courts are now responsible for giving final interpretation of laws, and importantly, when ambiguity arises, Congress needs to clarify itself. Unfortunately, Chevron deference issues also arise at the state level as state agencies begin to expand their own powers, and state-level policymakers and judges defer to the interpretation of these so-called experts. Thankfully, 15 states have taken action to address the issue at the state level. States like Tennessee and Wisconsin passed legislative reforms requiring state courts to consider regulatory cases without deference to agencies' interpretation, whereas states like Mississippi and Arkansas ended the practice via judicial ruling. Now, Georgia took a limited subject matter approach, applying their deference elimination to tax cases exclusively. But this is an area with potentially massive implications for taxpayers in disputes with tax collectors. Even more recently, and consistent with ALEC's Judicial Deference Reform Model Act, Idaho, Indiana, and Nebraska in 2024 passed legislation to end judicial deference practices, or the Chevron-type deference at the state level. While many other policy fights around hot-button issues garner the majority of the attention of many, this $3 trillion problem in regulatory costs that's imposed on all of us by unelected and, in many cases, unaccountable bureaucrats cannot continue to be ignored any longer. Thankfully, the United States Supreme Court dealt a major blow to the administrative state with the elimination of the Chevron deference in the recent Loper Bright decision. However, now the ball is in the court of the states to address their own problems with judicial deference and regulatory burdens generally. And moreover, it is now more important than ever for policymakers in the legislative branches of government, in the state legislatures and in Congress, to write laws with clearly crafted language to address the many policy challenges that Americans face. But thanks to the repeal of the Chevron deference, it is the elected representatives of the people, not unelected bureaucrats, who are now clearly responsible for addressing the key policy issues and issues that we face across the country. For more information on what your state can do to address burdensome administrative state, please visit alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.